We are talking about the overcoming life, and Revelation 12:11 says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. And I said the blood of Jesus speaks of his holiness, his redemption, and our covenant rights. The testimony, it releases something in the atmosphere, and we'll talk about that more later in the programs to come. But a spirit of prophecy is released with the testimony of Jesus. Out of Revelation chapter 19 and verse number 10. I love the testimonies. And yesterday we talked about the memorial stones out of Joshua chapter 4 that were laid after they crossed the Jordan River. Hebrews 11 is a chapter. Some people call it the Hall of Faith. I call it the testimonies of faith. You see all the way through the patriots of old, how faith turned their lives around. They had a testimony. I can remember the stories that I would hear growing up, how God would move supernaturally in our services and move in times past. It's the testimonies that caused the crowds to go to the Oral Roberts Tent Crusades. It was the testimonies of healing. It was the testimonies of healing back in the early 1960s, 1950s, that the crowds would come to A.A. Allen because they heard how the deaf could hear, the blind could see, the lame would walk, how diseases were cured because of the healing power of Jesus Christ. So they would flock. I mean, crowds come to the Catherine Kuhlman Crusades. I was in many of her crusades, and I saw miracles before my eyes. And the testimonies that would go out, either from the newspaper or even unbelievers, they would hear about it and talk about it, and it would cause the crowds to come. The crowds followed Jesus because of the testimonies. Oh, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. If God has healed you before, you need to tell somebody. You need to testify of the goodness of our Lord. We used to have old-fashioned testimony services, mainly in prayer meeting, in our midweek services. We would have brothers and sisters that would get up and just testify of the goodness of God. Why? Because it released something in the atmosphere, giving glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. If you can do nothing but testify to somebody today, you might turn somebody's world around. You just don't know what your testimony can do. Praise God. Also, I want to ask you to pray for He's Alive Radio. It's your choice for He's Alive Radio to continue right here in the tri-state area. It's your choice if you want to see lives touched and changed throughout eternity, through the preaching of the gospel over the airways. And you make the choice when you sow seed and give to this ministry. Our way of saying thank you is to give you a mentoring CD every month. And this month is the Power of Choice. Write to us with your best love gift of $15 or more. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day. We love you in the Lord.